Welcome to Business Innovators Radio, featuring industry influencers and trendsetters sharing proven strategies to help you build a better life right now.
Welcome to Positive News Now. I'm your host, Gail Nowak. Today, my guest is Dr. Michelle Mazur, and I am so excited for this conversation. As a fellow communicator, I've been following Michelle for many years, and what we're going to be discussing today helped me gain crystal clarity around creating and naming this very podcast. It has also helped my clients with their consulting, creative, and speaking businesses, and I know it will help you with your business too. Michelle founded Communication Rebel on the belief that communication changes the world, because it does. So that's what she helps business owners and speakers do: rebel against the status quo to make a difference, one compelling message at a time. She is the author of three books, including her newly released Three-Word Rebellion: Create a One-of-a-Kind Message That Grows Your Business into a Movement. Michelle is also the host of the Rebel Rising podcast. She lives in Seattle, Washington, with her adoring husband, three obsessive felines, and a huge collection of Duran Duran memorabilia. Welcome, Michelle.
Thank you so much for having me, Gail.
It's such a pleasure to have you here. So why don't we just start off right at the beginning, and can you share with the audience, what is the three-word rebellion?
Yes, the three-word rebellion is that one-of-a-kind message that encapsulates the change that you want to create for your business. And what it does, essentially, it gives your people, your audience, a way to be the messengers of your message. It gives them a place to belong because you're taking a strong stand for something and against something else. And also, it positions your business as the only option in your industry.
I love that. I love that. And it's so interesting because I think that one of the things that happens when you get your three words, right? Mm-hmm. You specifically talk about taking a stand. There's something very grounding in that experience where you get that clarity, and it just feels a certain, it feels different, right?
Oh my gosh. Yes. Well, in business, messaging is one of those foundational pieces that every business owner needs to make the money and the impact that they want to make. And I don't feel like we spend enough time on our message because it's difficult. It's deep work. But when you land on that message, it really opens everything up in your business because you know the foundation that you're standing on. You are able to show up every single day to share that message, and not because you're sharing it because you need new clients or I need money. You're sharing it because you know that it makes a difference to people, and you are rooted in the strength of that message. So you just want to get it into as many hands as possible. And then that becomes your mission. And all of a sudden, all the other business things start falling in place. Clients start finding you. People ask you to be on their podcast or speak on a stage. And you start to gain momentum. And it's because you're leading with your three-word rebellion.
Yeah. What I really love about your work and your approach is that it is from this inside out sort mm-hmm. of perspective. And so I think about the three-word rebellion and how messaging in and of itself can really be critical to the growth of a business and the lives of the people in your audience and the future of an industry. And mm-hmm. Can you talk a little bit about maybe some of the results that your clients and readers of your book are getting when they're taking this type of approach with their messaging?
Yes. So I'll start with me and then move to my clients.
Great.
I mean, with launching this book, The Three-Word Rebellion, I feel like I have a very different relationship with this message more than anything I've ever put out into the world, because I have a certain level of detachment to it. I know that this message, this book is going to have a life of its own, and some of that's going to be independent of me. And I love that. And I'm here for that. And what I have seen since I've launched this message, and especially since I've launched this book, is like my cup runneth over with leads. Like I'm getting like 3 or 4 consult requests a week. There are people who are like, oh my gosh, this is exactly what I need. I'm so glad you're doing this work. I'm talking to people like you. I get to be on a whole host of podcasts, and hopefully I'm adding speaking back into the mix soon. So there's this momentum and buzz around it. And I know that people are talking about it every day. And for some of my clients, what I have seen is that a lot of my clients, they're doing something a little unique and different in their business. So for instance, I recently wrapped up work with a fitness studio in Connecticut. Like I never in a million years thought I would be doing messaging for a fitness studio. And when they scheduled the consult, I was like, what? What? Is this? And then I got on the phone with them and I realized that they were radically different from like a 24-hour fitness, because they were blending fitness and nutrition and habit formation and coaching and community to really get to these health goals that people had. And I was like, oh, no wonder why you're having a problem communicating what you're doing, because it is so different and people just want to put you in like, you're like 24-hour fitness when you're not. So we really worked on their message. And once they had their 3-word rebellion, they were able to start growing their business, because their business was a bit stagnant. I mean, when people found them and they knew what they were about, they would stay forever in their studio. But the problem was they just weren't getting people in. And now that they have this messaging, they're getting people in on a regular basis. And I love seeing that. I mean, I feel like business growth is a big part of nailing down your message, because it enables you to show up and people understand what it is you do in a really simple way. And I've also seen my clients, you know, book $10,000 speaking gigs because they had really clear messaging that provided a clear benefit for an audience. So, you know, really this messaging has the potential to change everything in your business.
Yeah. Can you talk a little bit about some of the common myths when it comes to standing out in today's noisy, crowded marketplace? Because what you said about just having that very clear message that can cut through all that noise is so powerful.
Yes. I think, you know, I think we hear a lot when we first start out that our message needs to sound something like, I help X do Y so that they can Z. And that's pretty much where everyone starts out with their messaging. And most people don't move past that. Like I land on websites all the time with people who have been in business for 10 years. And literally that's what's in their hero image. And I'm like, oh, that's so boring. So I think, you know, moving past like what you should do and getting past all of the shoulds and the templates and the formulas to really create your own message is the way you stand out. And I think, you know, starting with a formula is fine, but eventually if you want your business to have the impact that you want it to have and to make more money, then you need a different type of message, and which I think is the 3-word rebellion. I also feel like there is this draw to like, oh, well, my message needs to be sexy. Like, oh, it has to be so sexy and sparkly and unicorn glitter and all of that. And sexy is confusing. Mm-hmm. Clever is confusing. What people remember is clear and concise, and it makes them curious. So for instance, Simon Sinek, Start With Why. There is nothing sexy about the phrase, start with why. Like those are very basic words, nothing sexy about them, but it's clear. You know what action to take, you know where you need to start, and it makes you start wondering about what your why is. So don't think that you need to have like this super sexy message. Like you don't. It needs to be clear. Clarity trumps clever every single day. And the final myth, I think, is people get really hung up on, what do I call myself? Oh my gosh, what should I call myself? What should I call myself? It doesn't matter what you call yourself. Your clients don't care about what you call yourself. Call yourself a CEO, call yourself a coach, because when you're leading with your three-word rebellion, your title doesn't really matter.
Well, right. And it's about them anyway, right? I mean, you're here for them. And so yes. I think you're right. I think that extends sometimes even to, you know, program or package titles. And I do see a lot of people, and myself included, I've gotten caught up on names, but I've also seen where people go and they sell these programs that don't have any names. But but the messaging around it is really buttoned up and clear and concise, exactly what you're talking about.
Exactly. And those programs sell. And I think the beauty of having a three-word rebellion is that once you have that, well, guess what? You have a program name. You can have a book. You can have a podcast. Right. You know, it really is a generative, and you can use it in so many different aspects of your business. So you're not sitting there like, oh, I want to launch this thing, but I don't have a name. No, with the three-word rebellion, you will have a name.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So what do you think are some of the common fears that hold business owners and speakers back from being the leader of a movement? Because I know you're talking about the three-word rebellion as a way to grow your business, but it really is beyond that too, right? Mm-hmm.
Yes. I think one of the big things, I think this is more for business than the leadership parts. I'll talk about the leadership part second, is, oh, but I'm good at so many different things and I'm multi-passionate and I need to convey everything that it is that I do in those three words. And I just want to say for people, your audience doesn't care about all of the things that you do. The goal of the three-word rebellion is to actually just get you on the map, get them curious. So the goal there is to actually just kind of hook your audience with your message. And later you can tell them about all the amazing things that you want to do. So I feel like people sabotage themselves because they're like, oh, can I have three-word rebellions? And I'm like, only if you want to confuse your audience and have them not understand what it is you do in the world, then you can have three of those. But having that message can really be that umbrella that encompasses all of your work and it's easy to remember and gets people interested. So that is one big roadblock I see to people finding their three-word rebellion. And as far as like stepping into leadership, I feel like a lot of business owners, especially in online business, don't understand that they're actually leaders. Mm-hmm. And partially, that's because it really hasn't been demonstrated very well with the current crop of thought leaders and the people with the big multi seven-figure businesses or eight-figure businesses or whatever they have. Because for them, they're leading with like, you're going to make money. You're going to make money. Look at me. I make money. And that's not really leadership. And when you're leading with a three-word rebellion, it's going to require of you to deeply care and be devoted to your audience. So that means you have to figure out how you want to interact with people. You want to be very clear on the results that you're getting from people, what they can expect. You create that environment of trust and you create a sense of belonging. And then the really cool thing about that when you're leading with your three-word rebellion is that other people within your followers will start popping up as leaders themselves and taking the mantle of that message as well so that you can impact even more people. But in order to do that, we really have to see ourselves as leaders of our business and also as leaders of ourselves, because you can't change anyone if you're not leading. because you don't have to be an authoritarian top-down leader telling all the people what to do, being the person with all the answers. You can really define what leadership looks like for you. And you do that through your own exploration. And everyone's going to have a little bit of a different style. And because we all have different strengths and we're all bringing something different to the table. So as we, as business owners, start developing our capabilities as leaders, we're going to find more people coming to our business and coming to our message because they see those qualities and they want to start developing them in themselves as well. So I just, it's really this huge ripple effect of change.
Right, right. Can you share some of the steps or questions to consider when we're crafting our three-word rebellion? I mean, I know that your clients pay you thousands to help them learn and implement that process, but can you just give us a brief overview of it?
Oh, sure. So the first thing you should know is that this process is grounded in free writing. And free writing is basically you just put your pen to paper and you write. You don't care about grammar, spelling, political correctness, how much you swear, none of that matters because the purpose of this process is to help you move past your own BS and get out of your own way so that you can start seeing your message. So, and in this process, I ask two different sets of questions or have two different sets of prompts. The first set is, what are you rebelling against? Because we need to figure out what we're standing against as a leader. And questions like, what are you rebelling against? Or it ticks me off when are excellent places to start. And just, you know, set a timer for 15 minutes and write on each. And then the second set of questions is all about the change you want to create. Because it is not enough to rebel. You also have to have a vision of possibility for your people. And I think when we look at social movements, we see that social movements fail when they don't have a vision of the change they want to create. Like a few years ago, we had the Occupy Wall Street, and they were against Wall Street, and they were against the 1% having so much of the wealth, but they didn't know what they were for.
Right.
Like they didn't have this vision for how they're going to start changing the system, and they didn't have any leadership. So that movement fizzles. So it's important for you as a business owner to spend some time thinking about what is the change that I want to create and not worry about how am I going to make this happen. It's more about what if and exploring the possibilities. So this first step is doing that free writing. The second step is then letting it sit, like giving it some space and time before you come back to it. And then the next step is really doing some analysis. So there's a little bit of a qualitative research lesson in the Three-Word Rebellion book. But what I want people to do is to look at their words like a scientist approaches data. So what patterns are you seeing? What themes are emerging? What words are you using over and over and over again? Because then you can pull out those themes and patterns and create a word bank. And then that allows you to play with the two different flavors of three-word rebellion, which are the battle cry, which think about like start with why or make America great again. So very action-oriented, or naming the change, which is more something like Black Lives Matter or the 5-second rule or even a three-word rebellion. So then you can start playing with the three-word rebellion. And then there's some other creative constraints that I give you in the book to help you find it. But that's really the starting point. You start with answering the questions and just writing. You do a little bit of analysis to find those themes, the patterns, identify the words that are super interesting, and then you start experimenting and playing with it until you find your three-word rebellion.
And I think that the free writing piece of it is just, it, first of all, it's fun,
mm-hmm.
but what I discovered when I was working on my three-word rebellion is that I recognized in the patterns, you know, looking at the patterns, it wasn't just the patterns of the words, but also recognizing, oh my gosh, this is a soapbox that I have been on for a very long time. And I just couldn't, I was too close to it that I couldn't connect the dots until I went through the exercises.
Yes. And I think that's a big issue people have is that we are so close and up in our head about our message. And we need the space to get those ideas out on paper. And hey, if you're an extrovert and you like to talk things out, like record yourself and get that transcribed, but you need it like outside of yourself so you can start looking at it and like, oh, well, what am I saying? And the funny thing is one of my big foundational beliefs of the three-word rebellion is that your three-word rebellion already exists. It's just waiting for you to unearth it. And I've seen this with my clients in hysterical ways. One of my clients, her name is Stacy Fisher, and she runs the W Collective. And we were doing the three-word rebellion process, and we found her three-word rebellion, which is create how you feel. And she was like, yes, this is what I'm all about. I want entrepreneurs to create how they feel and to choose their thoughts. She's like, yes, this is great. 2 days later, she dug up a PDF she created a couple of years ago, and the title of it, like in big bold letters, was create how you feel.
Of course.
Of course it was. And so that's like proof to me. It's like our three-word rebellion exists, but we are too close or we doubt ourselves. That happens a whole lot. It's like, right. Oh, I'm not sure. And we get all up in our heads. And so I spend, when I'm working with clients, sometimes I spend time going like, all right, so is this actual feedback from others that this thing isn't going to work, or is this you doubting it? Because those are two very different things.
Yeah, and I think that that piece about the how does this happen? There's just something different about you, the process that you lead people through that helps silence that part. You know, silence those inner questions of how am I going to execute on this? It suddenly just falls away. Mm-hmm. And I think in that falling away opens you up to, well, it doesn't matter right now how. It's just like, this is it. This is the thing. And I'll just figure it out.
Exactly. And I think we get caught up like, oh, if I don't know all of the steps, then this can't be right. And it's like, no, that's not how it works.
Right.
You know, like I developed the three-word rebellion over time. Like I feel like this is the culmination of the 7 years I've been in business and then finding this message and being like, oh yeah, this is the thing. This is what I help people do. And I do think you're right. There's something about the process of looking at your own writing and being like, oh wait, this is valuable. Like I do believe this. This is foundational for me. And I mean, and my favorite part of working with people is that I get to reflect back to them, like how valuable their work is in case they forgot what magic they have, because it's so easy for us to do.
Right. Absolutely. So can you share with us what inspired you to become a communication rebel?
Yes, I always felt that I was a little bit different, which probably doesn't surprise anyone who wrote, since I wrote a book called Three Word Rebellion. Well, and when I first got into business and I was trying to learn the ropes, because I'm a former academic and that's a pretty non-traditional career as well, I remember getting into business and I have all of this knowledge about persuasion and ethics. And I think it was like Jeff Walker. Launch formula. Like I was learning something about that and I was like, oh my gosh, like, yeah, he's using persuasion in a not very ethical way. That feels really bad to me. And most people, they'll be like, well, this is what he says to do, so I'm just going to do it because that's how you make all the money. And I was like, no, I am not doing it this way. I've got to find a different way to do business for myself. And I realized that there were more people out there that were like me. And I wanted to help people. I mean, my whole driving force behind my business is that communication changes the world. And I wanted to be a communication rebel to help those other people who felt like, oh, I really don't fit in with this, and I don't agree. And look at all these people just going along with it. There must be something wrong with me. It's like, nope, nothing wrong with you. Come on over here. And that's really how Communication Rebel got its start. I was always just kind of rebelling against what I was seeing in the marketplace and being like, oh, that doesn't feel good. It doesn't, it's not right. It's not ethical. I don't want to do it that way.
A lot of people are in that position where they think, well, so-and-so is saying that this is the way to do it. And so this is the way I'm going to do it, even though I feel crappy about doing it this way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really more about following what feels right to you.
Yes. And I think for me, that was a big learning that if I'm trying to do it like somebody else, it's never going to work.
Yeah. And I think, I've literally been following you from day one of my business. And I think that that was a big piece of it. It was like, ooh, yeah, she's doing it her way. I want to do it my way too. You know?
Yeah. So
that does stand out. It really does.
So what are some of the other positive shifts that you've experienced in your world, maybe even the world at large as a result of your work?
Yes, I feel like my world has expanded. Like I get to work with so many cool and amazing people. Like people, because my former business was just all about speaking and getting speaking gigs and writing your keynote speech so that you can sell it. And for me, I mean, like I loved my clients. I always loved my clients. They're always like these great change makers. But like I wasn't reaching the people who I knew I wanted to help the most, which are those like rebel business owners who are doing things a little bit differently. So I feel like my work has expanded because I get to work with so many like fitness studios. I'm working with a vet right now who specializes in hospice care for your senior pet.
Oh my gosh.
I know. Thinking about that we can provide that level of care for our pets in their senior years, I was like, oh, that's so amazing. Yes, I'm all in for this. And I get to work with lawyers and therapists and yes, you know, business coaches and life coaches and consultants of many stripes, including other marketing consultants. But it's really opened up my world to attract those people who are just doing business differently. And they're struggling to talk about it because they know that they're doing it differently.
So before we wrap up, is there anything that people should know that we haven't yet covered?
Yeah, I would just love to remind people that this messaging piece is difficult. It can be very difficult. And it's worth it because it's one of the foundational pieces of your business. I really believe that, you know, once you have your business model and you're able to sell your product, program, or services, then that's the time where it's like, okay, before I do anything else, before I spend $3,000 on a course about how to pitch the media or a $2,000 course on Facebook ads, I need to create this message because that is what you're going to use in every single aspect of your business. In the Facebook ad, when you pitch the media, when you're on sales conversations, it's your copy. It shows up everywhere for you. So the work is difficult and you might be tempted to skip it because, oh, you know, running Facebook ads sounds so much better and sexier than doing this deeper work on your messaging. But your message is where the power of your business lies. It literally is the beating heart of your business that drives you forward, that allows you to grow your business and be known for the difference you make in the world. So it's worth it. So if you're struggling to find your three-word rebellion, keep going.
Yes, I agree. I wholeheartedly agree. It is totally worth it. When you're going to those deeper levels, that's how you connect with your audience. And that's how they connect with you on a much deeper and more meaningful level. I love it.
Yes. How can our listeners find out more about you and your book, Three Word Rebellion?
Yes. So I am Dr. Michelle Mazur almost everywhere. I hang out most on Instagram, so feel free to connect with me there. And you can find out more about the Three Word Rebellion book at drmichellemazur.com/book. Or if you've heard enough and you know you want to buy it, it's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Book Depository.
Until next time, remember, be your best story and share your positive news now.
Thanks for listening to Business Innovators Radio. To hear all episodes featuring leading industry influencers and trendsetters, visit us online at businessinnovatorsradio.com today.